News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Good morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on Mobile Mornings. Number of things we will get. Are we going to get to the Walgreens? Is that a story?
I guess it's a story. Yeah, it was a story before. The Walgreens on Airport and McGregor, which is a lot more lightly used these days while they continue construction.
Oh, yeah.
On
can't get to it.
McGregor. Yeah, but well, you can get to that part anyway. But yeah, I guess a year ago, or maybe it was longer, that Walgreens had some severe plumbing issues. They were having some flooding issues in the bathrooms. Anyway, they were like useless for some time there at that Walgreens. Then the story went away. Like
now
it's back. Should have never been there.
Yeah.
But, and then now the story's back. NBC 15's Darwin Singleton saying the bathrooms at the Walgreens on Airport and McGregor?
McGregor.
Are out. So just FYI.
I didn't know the Walgreens.
Think you're the manager at that Walgreens. You're like, why the hell?
Why are you pounding us over that? You know, there could be a lot more illicit stuff going on at a drugstore. And we're focused in on the bathroom. I'll check with Darwin.
I guess it could be an issue.
He's an old pal. I'll check and see what the heck's going on.
And it's a prime location for a pharmacy, so you know,
but
tons
it's not
of people
prime
go
location
in there.
To use the bathroom. I've walked into that Walgreens many, many times, never saying I gotta go.
Yeah,
so where's the bathroom?
Well, I imagine some people are going into the pharmacy to get medicine because they gotta go.
Yeah.
So when that's what you're going, you know, I don't know.
My chances of doing that have actually gone up in the last few years. But I haven't done that yet. So we'll look at the story and see if it is a story.
I might throw on a fake mustache, go undercover, and head over to Walgreens after the show.
They'll never know it's you.
See if I can figure out what's really going on.
Also, that NBC editing.
Not NBC 15.
No, NBC Sports editing a Twitter tweet, basically. You know, we're talking about X. The wrap-up of the game. The playoff game where Houston beat Cleveland, and they edited out a portion. And it really was an edit because they showed the reporter asking the question, and as the first thing C.J. Stroud did, and I mean it took all of two seconds, was thank Jesus and then get into his answer.
Yeah, he said, first and foremost, I just want to give all glory and praise to my Lord Jesus Christ. It took him like 2 seconds to say that.
Yeah.
And then he started talking about how much he's been accepted by the city of Houston. And, you know, he's a rookie. He's had an incredible year for a rookie and a chance to get him into the AFC Championship game after this weekend. So it was like 2 seconds of that clip, and then Sunday Night Football on NBC, their Twitter page, they reposted it, and they just cut out the part about Jesus, which took about 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it would have been like this previously, but they're catching a lot of flack.
They're catching it all over the place.
And they should.
It seems like they should. And also, they haven't responded. I mean, you know the way things are now. It's pretty amazing. I mean, it seems like maybe 8 years ago, you had outlets that were, but now so many people independently create their own content, have got their own shows on YouTube, and so the opportunity to get attacked over something like this has multiplied, right? Well, it has. And so now you have them simply not responding to all of this. Some of it is criticism. Others, I was looking at Awful Announcing, which is a website you can go to, and it's based on broadcasting, I guess.
Basically. Yeah, they're kind of critics of broadcasters.
Yeah, and they're not being that critical about it, but what I haven't seen at all is considering all the criticism coming their way, there's been no response that I've seen yet from NBC Sports themselves. So,
yeah, I guess no hit to their bottom line, or at least they don't think so. I know you don't want to play the whataboutism, the whataboutit game or whatever you call it. But I have trouble believing that if C.J. Stroud or if another athlete had gotten up there and said, praise Allah, and then immediately started talking about the game or the city of Houston, I don't think they would have cut that out. Or if they said, you know, this one was for the LGBTQ community, I doubt NBC would have cut that out.
That's good. That's a good point.
If they would have said
BLM.
Yeah, if they would have said, you know, something about Israel in the fight against Hamas and that they're, you know, backing Israel all the way. They wouldn't have taken that out. So why is it? Why did they take out his words First and foremost, I just want to give all glory and praise to my Lord Jesus Christ. And it's not like there was a time issue. This is a tweet.
Yeah.
It took him, if they would have included that, it would have been a 25-second tweet. They didn't, and it was a 22-second tweet. So
yeah, exactly.
They can't say that was the reason.
Just one quick quote from the reporting from Awful Announcing. It says, it's unclear why NBC made the decision to edit Stroud's answer, giving the network the benefit of the doubt. It's possible it wanted to share just a short clip of the interview on social media and opted to go with the more football-relevant portions of the answer. Still, NBC should have known and should have known better to remove something as sensitive as religion out of Stroud's answer, especially without noting that the clip had been condensed. While it's plausible that the network's social media team only edited Stroud's answer due to length and not due to its content, it opened itself up to unnecessary criticism, especially from those assuming the worst. So anyway, NBC probably owes some sort of an explanation on this, I don't know.
I think they do. And it's interesting that this controversy is happening as UFC is preparing for another pay-per-view fight tomorrow night, middleweight title on the line. And I don't know if you've heard of this guy, Sean Strickland, who's the now middleweight champ after major upset win over the previous champ, who, it was one of the biggest upsets of the year last year.
Yes.
And this is a dude who speaks his mind for better and worse. And I tend to think most of what he's saying is for better, but I can't play any of the clips because there's so much cussing. But he's in Canada, and he is absolutely destroying the media, the country. Okay. Now, I know there's a lot of WWE to it, although he seems, and he's probably pulling the wool over my eyes, but he seems more earnest in what he's doing and saying. But he is absolutely letting them have it about First Amendment and the right to free speech. And he's always going to the gun range. And he's not cut in the same mold as a lot of the journalists who cover sports, especially Canadian sports journalists.
Right.
So he has been this last week on an absolute tear.
A thorn in their side.
Yeah. Right? And he's fighting a South African for the middleweight belt, a very talented fighter who has just been destroying everyone in his path, and I think is a pretty heavy favorite going into that fight tomorrow night. But you look at the UFC, and they are basically giving their employees, the fighters, free reign.
Right.
Say what you want. They're sharing everything on social media. And then you look at the most profitable sport in the world, next to probably some of the big time soccer in Europe and other places, the NFL. And they are just shut down like a trap. They don't want anything they want controversy, but only certain types of controversy, it seems. Mm-hmm. They don't want to touch the Christian thing.
Yeah, and I think they learned a little bit from the kneeling during the national anthem thing. That kind of backfired on them, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing NBC did, too, and see if you think this was a great idea. Over the weekend, was it this past weekend where they had the game that was on Peacock only?
Yeah.
So, and that was a big game.
That was Chiefs-Dolphins.
Yeah. So that was a game that people were anticipating. If you follow NFL, if you're watching all season long. I watch
Tua versus Mahomes.
Tua versus Mahomes. And I'm not like a fanatic, but I could see that as the playoffs were beginning to get in focus, well, that's going to be a big game right there.
Mm-hmm.
I really wasn't paying attention. It was on
Peacock
only.
Yeah.
So you had to subscribe to watch the game. And NBC, it might have been a tweet too, their social media department, not really knocking it out of the park. They were bragging on the number of viewers that game had, even though
it was only streaming.
It was only streaming. You would have to have paid. Maybe you had no plans maybe you can get it for a month or I don't know. But you would have had to have done that to see the game. And they were bragging about it and got instant backlash on that because people were like, hey, not cool.
Yeah.
The game was basically blacked out.
But then
you're bragging on the fact that so many people chose to join that platform, at least just to watch the game.
But then the argument from them, NBC, Comcast, right? And Comcast
on,
is, hey, we paid like a few billion dollars to own the rights to this game.
Yeah.
If we want to push people towards our app, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So, lot of people like you just said, nah, I'm just not going to watch the game.
Exactly. And so, you know, I didn't think that, I thought that was, I thought
tacky.
That was, yeah, it was tacky. It mm-hmm. was tacky because, you know, they were bragging about the way they took the game hostage and hid it from us mm-hmm. unless we acquiesced and went ahead and
went their way.
Yeah. So Peacock, if I wanted to watch that game, it could have been easy enough, right?
Yeah, you would just had to sign up. I don't know if there's a free trial or what, but you log in and it's right there on the front page. And I don't know if anyone had any streaming issues. Although there's a lot of places, a lot of homes, especially in a lot of Alabama, that still don't have the internet that you need to stream something.
Yep.
And I'm watching more and more of these things go to internet streaming only. And I'm just thinking about back when I was in Grove Hill and had zero internet connection, basically. Just a little bit better than dial-up is what we were dealing with. No chance we could ever stream anything for the longest time. Well, and there's a lot of places that are still dealing with that.
Grove Hill, for instance, or mm-hmm. rural areas like that. And outside of Grove Hill, are they still the same?
Yeah, I think there are not as many as there were, and this rural broadband program, I don't know if it's in action yet, but there are more and more people. And then you've got the satellites, which is like, you know, Sean and some people we know are using the Elon Musk, what's it called? The Starlink. They're using that for internet, which is pretty fast, but there's a lot of people that can't afford that and are out in the sticks, don't have fast internet, and they're just going to do without a lot of these things that are online only,
I guess,
basically.
That's all you can do is do without.
No Peacock this weekend, by the way. It looks like all the games will be on broadcast television.
Okay.
So there's
all
that. Right. And also, coming up, some news on the pedestrian bridge in Gulf Shores. Looks like it's a little bit overpriced, over budget, and it's going to take some extra time. And how about parking for Mardi Gras in downtown Mobile?
Not easy.
We know it's going to be a problem, but now the city incentivizing carpooling. We'll talk through how that might work coming up after the break.
Also, it's Friday, and breaking news earlier this morning, a little before 7 o'clock, Dalton goes out on a date tonight.
Date night, yeah.
A lot
that's
of people
right.
are responding on the text line about that.
I'm getting some good recommendations for where to take my wife tonight. We don't get very many chances to get out without the kids, so make it a good recommendation. I don't want any funny business on the text line.
19 after 8, Dan and Dalton and Mobile Mornings. Weekend's here. Morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5. It was crazy this morning with the weekend weather scale guesses ranging from 1.2 to 1.8.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wide range. It turned out to Dr. Bill had somewhere in the 1.7.
1.7710 on Gardner, our big winner this morning on the weekend weather scale guessing game.
A lot of texts this morning regarding your personal life, actually. when you told us all that you planned on taking Vicky out on kind of a date night mm-hmm. tonight. So I was thinking, you know.
Oh, yeah. Can I get a gondola ride around here anywhere? Mobile Bay gondola ride?
No. You know, that could be next. You know, because we have the duck boats. Why not throw some gondolas on the water?
Gondolas on Mobile Bay. That won't cause any issues.
Anyway, is there anybody recommending anything that looks like a good idea to you?
I've got a lot of great recommendations for date night for the wife and I tonight. This texter says, go to Tin Top in Bon Secours, and then offers, says, you can swing by and have a beer with my wife and I afterwards if you want.
Okay.
I know Erica Thomas talked about Tin Top quite a bit.
She likes that place.
Never been out there. Sounds awesome, though. Jason, the great recommendation. Now, I'll have to wait a couple weeks, but Bo Hayden's on St. Louis Street. The Micro Wrestling Federation is returning to Mobile on February 5th. Midget wrestling coming.
Oh, wow.
To Bo Hayden's. The wife would love that. She would love to turn around and leave as soon as I went inside. Yeah, but I would, by law, have to stay and watch the entire thing. Sounds like a lot of fun. Also, Ruth's Chris, I thank you for that recommendation. I don't know if my wallet does.
How about somehow, after all these recommendations, you're right on the fence between the micro wrestling and Ruth's Chris. So, somehow.
You know, some of the stakes at Ruth's Chris are bigger than the wrestlers that'll be there.
Yeah, the old porterhouse.
Pat says, well, I think we also had a little pizza discussion earlier. And that is
Friday is pizza night, right?
We do love pizza. Ravenites in Fairhope.
Pretty good. Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing. Ed says for me to hit up Sims Pizza.
Okay.
Michael says Via Amelia next to South. Yeah, been
that's
there
good.
A few times. I like that. That might be the winner there, Michael.
You know what? It's kind of a downtown feel, like a downtown menu,
mm-hmm.
and but you're still in West Mobile, so you don't have the big drive.
Yeah, and Sheila, who always has my best interest at heart, and I appreciate that, Sheila.
She does.
She says it's a no-brainer, and I need to go to Dolphins, which is... That's where the engagement actually happened. So
high above the city.
That would be putting a lot on the line if I went back to the place, to ground zero of engagement.
Yeah.
I would have to be on my best behavior, to say the least.
It's way better than... you're putting things on the line if you go to the midget restaurant. You're putting things in peril if you do that.
Yeah, that would cause some real issues. I'd have to stack more date nights after that and really make it right. So many different construction projects going on in the state. That's basically all they talked about Wednesday morning at the chamber breakfast was everything that's going up around us. And one of the things down at the beach that was talked about a lot was the new pedestrian bridge right there near Tacky Jacks to go over the Intercoastal Waterway. And they finally got the bids in. I don't know when those officially came in, when the bids were due, but just like so many other things, it's a little overpriced from what the city was expecting. $20 million over budget.
$20 million over?
On the new Intercoastal Waterway Bridge. It was supposed to have a walking and biking path and an elevator, I guess, to get to the top of the bridge.
Yeah.
They're trying to make that very pedestrian-friendly, put some more restaurants there near Tacky Jacks and the brewery there and a few other things.
So it would connect from Tacky Jacks basically to the beach road?
Let me pull up the map. What's on the other side of the Intercoastal Waterway there? I'd have to get a good look at it. I'm sure many of our listeners right now know exactly what that bridge would connect to on the other side. I've been in that Tacky Jacks a million times, but doesn't look like I'll be walking over the waterway anytime soon because of the bids coming in so much higher than they expected. Grant Brown, who's with Gulf Shore City, said there were two bids. One was for $46 million,
wow.
The other for $52 million, which was basically double the budget that Gulf Shores put out there for this new bridge.
So that's in Gulf Shores, not Orange Beach.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's right there in between the two. So, but technically, Gulf Shores is taking the helm here. And I guess it's actually quite a bit further into Gulf Shores. But, I mean... What was the prisons? One thing that they had a budget, $1.1 billion, I think, is what the budget started at. And that's how much the Elmore County prison is going to cost, right around $1 billion.
Whatever the budget was, that was for two of them. And then one of the prisons came in at about that cost for just one.
I-10 Mobile River Bridge. They had one price in mind when the discussion began years ago. And then now paying a lot of money for the I-10. It's just one project after another. And you'd have to expect it with inflation, and you had the supply chain slow down over COVID, and thankfully that has kind of abated as far as I know.
Yeah.
But it's affecting everybody, including this new bridge in Gulf Shores. They said they hope to have a new design. So I don't know how much of the original design they're going to have to cut and leave on the cutting room floor. But they're going to redesign it, hope to have that done by fall, and they are still hoping that the bridge will be done by 2026.
You think WKRG has got that story?
Yeah.
I've got to look that over. So, and people on the text line literally screaming at us right now.
Thank you. Lulu's.
Near Lulu's.
Is that Acme. Where it is?
Yeah. Okay.
Acme Oyster Company.
Yeah. I got it. Not down there at Tacky Jacks by Orange Beach or that area.
No. The other Tacky Jacks.
Yeah.
Or one of the other Tacky Jacks.
Okay. I didn't even know one was there. I rarely go to Gulf Shores that way.
Yeah, that one's closer for us when I'm down there, so we usually head over there.
Gotcha.
A lot of other great guesses here, recommendations for date night tonight. We'll go over some of those. And also parking for Mardi Gras. It'll be here before you know it. I'll tell you how the city's incentivizing you to carpool. Thirty-four on FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on a Friday, and it's time to talk with Louie Arata from McConnell Buick GMC. Hey, Louie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing just fine here at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. And I know you're over at McConnell right now. What are some of the hot vehicles people have been checking out here lately?
Range Rovers, and we got a few Toyotas. We got a BMW. I mean, we've got a great selection. And, you know, it's going to be cold again this weekend, so y'all could check everything out online at McConnellAutomotive.com in the comfort of your own home.
Yeah.
And if you see something, you like it, give us a call, 251-476-4141. If you've got a trade-in, give the salesman a VIN and the miles. We'll try to work a car deal right over the telephone and try to get you in here and keep you out of the weather, lease as possible, do the deal, and driving a brand-new ride coming home. But we got some great deals on some new cars and used cars. Like I said, check all that stuff out online at McConnellAutomotive.com.
Yeah, and I know y'all treat the guys and girls in the service department well, and that means they're comfortable in these extreme temperatures. Even in summer when it's really hot, y'all keep them cooled down so that folks know that the people who are working on their vehicle are comfortable and doing their job the right way.
That's right. We got a heated and cooled shop back there, so if any mechanics out there looking for a place like that, we got one there, got a great place to work, so come on by and see us.
All right. Thank you, Louie.
Thank you.
That is Louie Arata. You'll find him and the whole crew there at McConnell Buick GMC, and you'll find him on Dolphin Street just east of I-65, and, of course, the website, McConnellAutomotive.com.
836 FM Talk 106.5. Took a little inventory yesterday. Had a chance to be among the media at a luncheon hosted by USA President Joe Bonner.
Ooh, fancy!
It was cool, and it was at the Shelby Hall, the new building that is right on the corner of University and Old Shell.
Okay,
that building, I've never been in it before. Absolutely cathedral-like, magnificent.
Really? Yeah, I haven't been in it yet.
It's unreal. It's absolutely a beautiful building. And Todd Arnell is the dean of the School of Computing.
Okay.
So he's a guy we can go to talking about AI and stuff like that. I mean, he, you know, I joked that I sat in the front row while he was giving his presentation, and I needed every inch.
Yeah.
Because he was saying a lot of things that weren't computing, no pun intended, at first. But he just did it. So you had this, and he had a career in the Air Force before that. So Air Force officer, now a dean at a big university.
Yeah.
And Joe Bonner was a congressman.
Yeah.
Now he's president of the university. And I'm like, and I've been introducing Toby Keith songs for 25 years.
Now you're arranging dates.
What have I done? So it's nice to be around accomplished people, even if I can't claim in my life that I'm among them.
Oh, hush, hush. You're just as big a name as they are.
No.
You might not be able to fix a computer.
I can't. But in any event, it was cool to be there. Thanks again to Lance Crawford, who now works out at South Alabama. He set all that up.
And you mentioned the dean of the computer school there.
Yep.
And we were talking about how I said, you know, maybe we can get him for an interview and he can also come by and fix my computer or something like that. Although John does a great job with that from Ascension. I was just making the joke there. But it is funny. You get these people who are just geniuses.
Yeah.
And we had that with my uncle, who had a really smart guy, engineering job, a lot of classified stuff he was working on with jet engines in Middle Tennessee. But when he came back to my grandma's house, he was just the IT guy. So if you had a frozen screen, this guy who by day is engineering jet engines or whatever, I don't know what the heck he was doing. But once he's back home, he's just the guy that fixes the computer when it's frozen.
Isn't that funny?
And so
he's reduced to that role.
Yeah.
But that role is not a reduction. Went to your grandmother who's got the frozen screen. So that's an important role. Also, Todd was talking about the fact that graduates of there's plenty of work. There's plenty of work if you get a degree in computer sciences.
You mentioned AI and
plenty of good.
Well, it seems like that became a buzzword a lot more recently. Besides all the old sci-fi movies, more recently when AI became what seems to be a more tangible thing.
Yeah.
It's grown exponentially since ChatGPT was introduced. I just watched a video yesterday We were talking about that speech from the new Argentinian president, Javier Milei,
yep.
at the World Economic Forum,
right.
where he lays out how free market capitalism is actually the better way to do everything, mm-hmm. basically. And he's arguing that to the World Economic Forum, mm-hmm. who are some of the biggest antagonists to free capitalism. This particular AI company took Javier Milei's speech, directly translated it to English, using his voice, and changed the mouth, too. And he was far enough away in the camera shot that it looked flawless. It looked seamless, like he was speaking English to this crowd, and it was a direct translation. It's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. Now, when they do this AI and they move the mouth differently.
Did they give him a Spanish accent of some sort?
I'll have
to
tell you part of it.
Sound like he was from Iowa.
No, he sounded like you would expect Javier Milei. He sounded like he sounds when he's speaking Spanish.
Yeah.
Except he was speaking English. Let me just play a clip of this for you. It's different because you can't see it, obviously, on the radio here. But this AI company is called HeyGen, I guess. And direct and automatic translation for part of his speech here. Javier Milei speaking with the World Economic Forum.
Today I am present to inform you that the Western world is facing a significant threat. It is in danger because those who are supposed to defend the values of the Western world are co-opted by a worldview that inevitably leads to socialism.
Okay, kind of like a slight
to poverty
slight
and economic deprivation.
Spanish, sure.
It's like, and I'm sure he can speak some English.
Yeah.
It's probably what he sounds like when he's speaking English, although maybe cleared up a little bit. But
so that was they immediately took that speech. That was like the same day they were able to turn it around.
So he made the speech on Wednesday, I think, and then I saw this posted yesterday. So
one day.
Yeah, maybe it took him a minute to get the idea, but I think this AI can do it pretty instantaneously.
That's amazing.
It really is, especially if you get a chance to see it. I'm reposting that right now, so if you want to look at it, just a reminder, he gave that speech in his native tongue,
yeah,
and this AI made it look like it was he was speaking English.
That's amazing.
One of the craziest things I've seen. Also, with Mardi Gras on the way, you got the Dauphin Island parade tomorrow, which is always fantastic. A ton of people showing up for that. Although, I don't know, we'll see with the temperature. Hopefully people are able to.
Remember about Dauphin Island, and I don't probably have to tell you, one way in, one way out. Mm-hmm. So you got to figure it's about an entire day's worth of being down there.
But it is definitely worth it for the parade. But then you'll have the Mobile parades beginning January, let's see. Is January 26th the first parade? I guess it might be. And that's when they're going to make additional parking available at Gulf Quest. So you have RV City right there near Gulf Quest, no longer a thing. Mobile Civic Center parking lot, a little busy right now with the construction of the new Army Corps of Engineers building and that parking garage. I think there's still some parking available there, but nowhere near what used to be available. And then with Bienville Square being shut down for Mardi Gras, a lot of different looks for people who are used to maybe doing a certain thing come Mardi Gras season. So because there's less parking available, the city, in addition to opening up the Gulf Quest parking lot, and they said other certain designated areas underneath I-10, they're encouraging carpooling. They said they're offering discounted carpool rates in those lots, the ones I just mentioned, to vehicles with three or more passengers. And my first thought before reading into it was, well, how, you know, if you're just putting money in a parking meter or whatever, how are they going to know if you're telling the truth or not? They said the areas will be staffed and operated by Premium Parking on behalf of the city. So they will actually have staff there at the Gulf Quest lot and these other lots underneath I-10.
You're going to get a discount if you've got three people in the car?
Yeah. So they're going to direct for parking. But also, they said if there's a cruise day, or other planned events at Gulf Quest that might cause some issues as well. So maybe more limited parking on those days.
Yeah.
They said if you carpool, so if you're just by yourself, it's $20 for 3 hours, $25 for 6 hour parking, $30 for 12 hour parking. But then if you have three or more passengers, it's basically for 3 hours, cut in half, $10 if you have three or more passengers. If you're going to stay 6 hours, it goes from $25 to $15 if you have three or more. And then if you're going to go ahead and park for half of a day, 12 hours, the cost goes from $30 down to $20 for parking with three or more passengers. And, I know a lot of people go with family anyway. So you're probably already technically carpooling if you're going down with the family.
Yeah, I mean, if you showed up with a full house, that's four. So you would be able to get those discounts, mm-hmm. even though you're not actually carpooling. You're just taking every member of your family.
Yeah, it's just about how many passengers you have in the seat.
All right. Well, good. And I know that things are going to be different this year because of the RV City. Was that gone last year, too? But RV City gone. Civic Center, obviously, highly compromised. And now Bienville Square is simply under construction. There's no... You can't be at Bienville Square, period, let alone for those parades.
Yeah, so that'll affect the throw from the floats.
Yeah.
People are going to have to come up with some new strategies who've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
With Bienville Square out of the picture there.
Yeah, you have to throw it to the other side, I guess. I've been bead whipped many times as driver of a station van, and a passenger sitting next to me to my right, and maybe she would lean back to throw those beads out and right across to kiss her.
Yeah, and that's not fun.
Not fun at all.
Not fun from close range.
No.
And if you've been to a parade. And the mobile command unit's been involved. You've seen me struggling to throw lefty out of the front left window while keeping my hand on the wheel on the other side.
So not easy.
It takes talent.
Yeah.
And we don't all have it, but I guess it's just built in for me. I don't know. But a lot of texts this morning. King of all unnamed texters says, as smart as AI is, it sure has trouble spelling. It does. And I think there's one thing here, there's a lot of different AI companies now, a lot of different startups, and some of them...
Well, you can imagine, because they rush to the cash, right?
And some of them aren't even as good as, the phone, Siri, or when you talk to, let me whisper it, Alexa.
Yeah.
that's still better than a lot of these fledgling or coming up AI companies, but there's been so much money invested, whether it's Elon into his... what he's working on, or Microsoft. So much money going into AI that, I mean, we talked a lot about what the 2024 election may look like with deepfake videos.
Yes.
And I think there's still a lot of potential for that to happen here over the next few months. But 2028, whatever, 2030, it's going to be a completely different atmosphere, because AI will be to a point then where... if you just type in what kind of video you want it to make, and it'll produce it, and you'll have it there, and it could be something that starts the next war. I don't know, but that's something to keep an eye on.
You would hope that we're able to, as that grows more proficient, that somehow there's going to be some sort of markings or somewhere along the way where we can distinguish from one from the other, but maybe not.
This texter says, Dan and Dalton, no need to read on air. I think I will. But Mobile Mornings with you two has become my favorite part of the media day. Hey, appreciate that.
Thank you.
You were busy destroying your own confidence earlier when talking about going to that dinner or that lunch with
all those accomplished people. Yes.
This texter says, none of them are Mobile's most familiar voice. So let's see if I can find the rest of this text. It's not showing up right. None of them are Mobile's most familiar voice. So, Dan, you are important, is basically what this one texter said.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm not important, but I appreciate the little boost in confidence. It was just kind of startling being around those people and having enough time to just think on my own, like, where do I fit in?
I think you fit in great. Ed, a second vote for Sim's Pizza. If we're doing this by the number of votes, it looks like I might be taking my wife to Sim's Pizza tonight.
How about that?
This texter says, Nexus dinner and a movie.
Saw that, yeah.
I love Nexus. It's been a while since we've gone to watch a movie, just us two. I'll have to see what they're playing over at Nexus, and maybe we'll do that. And this texter, we're talking about streaming, and it's still being a major issue in a lot of rural areas. I mentioned Grove Hill. Vince says, my family lives outside Grove Hill in Dickinson. And there's still no good internet, definitely not streaming anything. And that's the case for, I think, a whole bunch of the newly redrawn District 2, for sure. And pretty much from Groveville until you get up to Tuscaloosa, you're going to see that problem in a lot of different places.
Dickinson is one of those communities that you only hear about when a storm is on the way. Mm-hmm. You know, a tornado.
South of Fulton.
Fulton
got destroyed a few years ago. And I think Dickinson was probably involved in that too, being so close. But yeah. I had some friends who lived in Dickinson when I was growing up there, so no internet, that's for sure.
We've got, I hope that you and the girls can join me tomorrow at Magnolia Soap and Bath Company.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a kind of a one-year anniversary. We'll talk about that on the way. I think the girls would really like it.
Oh, no doubt. They love bath bombs. I told you.
Yeah, you did, right?
Mm-hmm.
850 FM Talk 106.5. Dan and Dalton in Mobile Mornings. We will wrap things up straight ahead. Morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5 at 8:54. All week long, I've been talking about Magnolia Soap and Bath Company. People assume, what is this again? It's really cool. They make their soap and products right there. And every bar starts with a blend of natural oils and lye solution, resulting in a rich mixture of soap and glycerin. The difference is they keep the glycerin in there. No, they don't add any chemicals or additives or anything like that. You're going to love it. Now, tomorrow is their one-year anniversary. Candy and that crew are they're psyched because they know a lot of people are going to drop on by. They've got all kinds of giveaways, including free Magnolia Soap and Bath Company swag bags and free soap for a year, one of the giveaways, too. Pretty cool. So if you don't exactly know what to, just like Dalton is confused about date night tonight.
Yeah.
What does he do? How does he? Mm-hmm. It's a home run if you get your lady something from Magnolia Soap and Bath Company. I guarantee you. Bath bombs, soaps, shampoos, lotions. They've even got laundry detergent that guarantees that your stuff's going to smell great when it gets done with it. So let the staff there, Candy and everybody, show you everything that they've got to offer. In the heart of Spring Hill, it's Old Shell, just west of McGregor, like at the top of the hill. And you can find them on Facebook for more specials. Magnolia Soap and Bath Company. 4504 Old Shell Road in Mobile.
Yeah, we'll be by tomorrow for sure.
I've got an event in the morning, a meeting in Baldwin County, and then I'll get there maybe a little after noon.
Jeff Porcho on the way in minutes, and he's got a stacked show for you coming up in the first hour. April Marie Fogle from Alabama Today. In the second hour, it's looking like maybe Congressman Jerry Carl will join the show again as we prepare that AL1 Republican primary, which will be here before you know it. And then another race here, AL2, and someone we spoke with on Mobile Mornings a while back, Caroline Dobson, who's running in the Republican primary in AL2. She'll join Jeff, hopefully, in the third hour. And then State Senator Chris Elliott, the usual Friday guest, and more and more of what he has to say heading into legislation carries more weight, so I'm interested to see what he has to say about some of these bills that have been pre-filed.
We liked Caroline Dobson. I did. When she dropped by, she was with us.
Very likable.
Genuine.
Reading some reviews from the GOP forum the other night.
Yeah.
Apparently, she did pretty well in front of the crowd there, so that'll be interesting to see as well.
Definitely a newbie, 37 years old, I think, which she's like a gray beard next to the kid we talked to that was
the
27.
Yeah. Shout out here to Homes for Our Troops. Just reading this from Gulf Coast Media. So last weekend, there were over 100 people that came out and laid sod at what will be the future home of U.S. Marine Corps Staff Sergeant Johnny Morris II. Now, his new home is in Alberta. And last Saturday, 115 volunteers. It was really cold. It was windy. And they went out laying sod. This Homes for Our Troops seems really, really amazing. So Sergeant Morris sustained severe injuries to both of his legs, including amputation of his left foot, stepped on an IED in Afghanistan back in 2011, went to rehab at Walter Reed Medical Center, and then returned to North Carolina. But they said once he was medically retired, he returned to his home state of Alabama. Now, he's been living with his wife, Natalie, and his two kids in Mobile, in one of the older homes. You know, we have so many historic homes in Mobile, but the home just wasn't fit for him with his medical needs and his amputation. So Homes for Our Troops, they asked him where he wanted a house. He said, I want to go to Alberta. Huh. They have family over in Alberta.
Okay.
They built this house on a 3-acre parcel, FEMA-rated safe room for tornadoes and hurricanes,
wow.
Wide doorways and hallways, roll-in showers, roll-under sinks, lower countertops, pull-down shelving, and then all these people helping to make that house just right in Alberta for Sergeant Morris and his family. Homes for Our Troops. Hats off to them for doing that. See if we can't get one of their representatives on the air here very soon.
Man, that's quite a story. Okay, Jeff's on the way. 8:59. Dan and Dalton, good morning to you and good week.